Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're in the 9 o'clock hour, and joining us in studio, we've got Chris, Ruth, and Hannah with Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministries, talking a little bit about their ministry and the ribbon cutting they have coming up in Independence as well. Chris, we'll start here with you. Good morning. How are all you guys doing?
Good morning, Matt. We're doing wonderful. We're very excited about the ribbon cutting coming up for the Veterans Home. It's something that just very passionate about, and to be able to help veterans in this capacity is just really feels good to be able to do this.
Yeah, this is an important thing that that you guys are doing, that this ministry that you're a part of, and the house even further than that. So I'm excited to have you guys in to kind of talk a little bit about it. So Chris, I'll let you start if you want to talk a little bit about the ministry in and of itself.
Yeah, Home Sweet Home started out with helping men only, and then we discovered, it wasn't just single men. These men had families, and the first time I had a man come in, and his wife and children had to stay some other place, really realized the impact that is on a family being separated by that. So we started the first family crisis home in Independence. It's called the Bright Home. And then for women and children, there was no place for women and children to go. In 2019, in April, I interviewed 19 women with nowhere to go, and some of them had children and living in their cars, and it was heartbreaking. So that's when we saw the need and opened up a place called the Henson Home, and that is for women and children. And now the need is for veterans, because veterans have special needs, and we wanted to have a place that would be just for veterans. Plus, I've met with coordinators and directors all across the state, and we've all came to the same conclusion, is why is our number so low in veterans? It's not because they're not out there and needing assistance. It could be a pride issue. And as the more I thought about that, I thought, if we had a home that just specialized for veterans, and it was more like what we would love to do for you, not because you're homeless, but because you deserve to be assisted. You fought for our country. You shouldn't come back here and be struggling like this. And so we thought if we specialized in a home just for veterans, it would feel more like it's a benefit of being a veteran rather than just being in a homeless situation.
So outside of the obvious roof over your head, what else does your ministry offer to men, to women and children, to families that benefit them in a great time of need?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We help them with employment. We help them if they are trying to fight for disability. There is all types of programs that I use for veterans that I call out to Wichita or to the Veterans Affairs and Catholic Charities, and I'm able to use these programs. They move quite quickly, and they will help a veteran. There is one that's called Shallows, and that is where if it's a veteran who wants to work and save his money or save her money, they will help support them for around a year to put that money back to maybe purchase a home or to have a nest egg to rely on. And the veteran programs, I think, work faster than any of the programs I have for just regular civilians. It's just wonderful. I love the way they sort of bragged in a way. They said, when we come down to meet with your veteran, be sure that they have found a home that they want, because we will be cutting the check at the end of the meeting. I don't have any other program that works like that. So it's exciting to be able to offer someone help. And I've literally had veterans that did not believe that they had could qualify for any of these benefits, and were really shocked when it worked just as I had promised. They came down, they wrote the check for their deposit, their first and last month's rent, and carried their rent for quite some time to help them really establish and get on their feet.
And that's great to hear. I mean, there's sad stories that are out there that these people, veterans specifically, serve the country and then have a hard time adjusting coming back. So what if someone wants to get involved, both the needing assistance or wanting to help provide assistance? How do they get involved with the ministry?
Well, they can go to our website, and that website is changed. It is now homelessministry.org. And right on that site, they can donate. And they can also see us at our office. We're located in Independence. It's at 307 and a half West Pecan. That is inside the Community Access Center, which is a resource center and a food pantry. So there's ways that they can also mail a check to P.O. Box 315 in Independence. So there's three different ways that they can donate money to us.
All right. And if you're needing assistance, what's the best way to reach out to get that help?
I would say calling the Home Sweet Home number, which is 620-331-0956. And we will be able to either email them an application, or we can mail them an application, or they can come to the office.
Okay. And you guys, Ruth, I think you're going to talk about the ribbon cutting coming up for the new Miller House. Do you want to talk about that?
First of all, First of all, the Miller House is dedicated to our father. My father was C. Frank Miller, and he served in the Navy, and then he got his degree in agricultural engineering, and then later on in his life, after he retired, he served as a representative in the House for Kansas in Topeka for three consecutive sessions. So we were raised in a home that believed in God and family and, of course, our country. And we lived majority of our life in Milano, Italy. And so during the weekends, we would travel to other countries. And my dad wanted us to see how great America was by visiting communist countries and concentration camps. And so when our father passed away, it was during COVID time, and it was a very difficult time because there was nothing open. And the museum that they have in Independence for officers that have served in government was closed permanently because of funding. And so we wanted to have a memorial. We wanted to do something at the museum for our father. And so we thought, you know what? Why don't we donate a house? We start from scratch to finish as a veteran's home in our father's name. So we found a house after two homes, and the second home that they found was exactly the home that we lived in on Chestnut. This is on Laurel, but it was the same one. And so we knew it was the place for us. So we started from scratch. We had the whole thing built up. And then we're going to be handing over the keys to HSH, also at this ribbon cutting. And so that is the history. My brother is Mark Miller. My sister is Leah Miller Mosley. And then I'm Ruth Miller Kern Hanke. A lot of people, I used to live in Coffeyville and worked at the Baptist Church, and so they would know me as Ruth Kern. And anyway, so we're going to have this ribbon cutting, and we would like to invite everybody to it. It's going to be August 25th at 11:30 at 1116 West Laurel in Independence, Kansas. And we're going to be starting off with a flag dedication. That's the VFW in post 1186. The auxiliary is donating a flagpole with a solar light on it. And I don't know which lady is going to be there, the auxiliary president, Cindy Merchant, or the senior vice president for the auxiliary, Kathy Shepherd, will be dedicating the flagpole to the veteran's home. And then we will go from there. And our president, Debbie Malone, who also works for Four County Mental Health, will be there to talk, and of course our director, Chris Mitchell. And then our family is going to just say a couple of words, and then we're going to close, and then we're going to have, I forgot to say, Warren Townsman is going to be singing. He has a big fan club in Independence. He's going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we have a gentleman named Nathan Connor, who's going to be doing an On the Porch concert. Now, all of this is outside, and so we ask that you bring a lawn chair, because we want you to be comfortable, and afterwards we'll have refreshments in the house. I wanted to just say something about how important this is. I worked for a long time with parents as teachers, educators, through the school system. I have a PhD in curriculum and instruction, and how we can change people's lives through education by changing behavior. In fact, learning is defined in education as behavioral change. If I teach you 2 + 2, I've taught you it equals 4. That's a change in behavior. If I teach you to brush your teeth, because if you don't, something's going to happen to your teeth, that's also a change in behavior. And we do that in our school system. So we have to work together. It can't just, you know, right now we have our government. We have to make sure there's no crime going on. And then we have our agencies. And we're basically an agency. Home Sweet Home is an agency. And we work with the people. But we have to have community, where people in the community accept and are willing to just do acts of kindness, like just a random acts of kindness. And our churches need to open up more to just saying, let's give them a chance. Let's just give this person a chance. Because when we have those three things, government, agencies, and community involved in a person's life, behavior change and bad habits and hope can be brought to that person. But if they just do government and agencies, they'll end up going back into government and agencies because they don't have any place to go. So it's a real need for us as communities in our counties to get involved. And if you're too old to get involved, then just pray. Just pray. Send some good thoughts to somebody. Get words of encouragement. Just be kind to your neighbor. I have a poem that I wrote for to go on a plaque in the veterans home. And the veterans home, we're not going to put a bunch of men or women in there together, you know, like two women or three men or whatever. It's going to be either one man with his family, or one woman with her family, or individual people, because we find out that they just need to be independent. And so this is the poem that I'd like to put on the wall in the bedroom. Soldier, put down your gear. There is now no more fear. Close your eyes and sleep a good night. You're in his arms. There's no more fight. You're at home. Home Sweet Home. So I want to thank Chris and Hannah for the ministry and direction and guidance. It's not just, it's about being able to survive. And I'm asking the community, look to see who your neighbor is. Get to know each other. Find out if there is a need and help. That's all we have to do is just help one person. Anyway, that's my spiel, and I hope to see you on August 25th at 11:30 a.m. at 1116 West Laurel, Independence, Kansas, 67301. And if you have any questions, go to our website, www.homelessministry.org. You can scroll down. It has all the phone numbers. If you want to volunteer, it has information for volunteers. It has, if you want to donate, if you want to, whatever you want to do, it's there. You can go to the Access Center in Independence, and you can meet the different directors and everything. But that's, I really hope that you come and join us. Yeah. Oh, and Chamber's going to be there. Lisa Wilson was just here, and let's see, Mike Flood is going to be there, and let's see, the Independence Reporter is going to do a thing also. So anyway, we're going to try and videotape it so we can put it on the website. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I can tell this is something you guys are very passionate about, and you know, before we wrap up, if anyone else wants to add anything about either the event or the ministry, more than welcome to.
I'd like to introduce Hannah Reisner. She is got such a passion to help women. She bought the Townsman Motel, and that is a hope for her. It's called the Hope Tank, that it'll one day be able to house a lot of women. And I really think that her vision for this is fantastic, and that the community will embrace that as well. But in the meantime, she has joined Home Sweet Home. She is our new vice president, and she is spearheading to put together a team of women to help women, because now that we help women and children, I really needed the help from women to do that, and I really appreciate her coming and answering that call and wanting to help out with that. And this is Hannah. I'll let her share her passion for doing that, as well as why she has such a passion for working with veterans as well.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I would say maybe 6 months ago, I was invited to come serve with Home Sweet Home, which has been a huge blessing. It's given me a lot of experience, because obviously I do have a heart for those that need connection, they need community, they need someone to come along and just help them through times that seem really dark and lonely. And through this platform at Home Sweet Home, it has enabled me to come along some women, and what, you know, examples of things that we do is, like he was saying, you know, now we have a woman in a home that can't necessarily work, but she just needs help going through the process of getting on disability. She needs someone to take her to doctor's appointments. She needs community, and she needs connection. And when we can come in and bring community and connection, we can create a new space for them to leave behind maybe some old unhealthy connections in their lives. And I think that's the key point, is to have that community. And what I find interesting is, through all of this and coming into Home Sweet Home, is Chris's heart for veterans. You know, I married a man a year ago that is a veteran, that has had some really difficult experiences in the past 7 months or so. And the Lord just has really laid on my heart the need for a ministry to come alongside these gentlemen and to just love them and to give them hope and rally around them and journey through these hard times with them and let them know that they're not alone, and that there are people that have their back, and that we love them, because, you know, they come back from an experience that we have no idea what they've encountered. And we try to come and help them, and we do the best we can, but there are resources out there. And I think the main thing is to know the resources and to know those connections, to know that they're there, and create a hub so that we can all work together as a community to bring these people into wholeness and to have a life that's worthy of living. And so the veteran home is a huge, huge thing, to bring people into a place, to bring them into wholeness and to have a life that's different than what they're living now. And like Chris said, it sometimes is a pride thing, and we need them to know that it's okay to need help. We all, at some point in our life, need someone to come along and help us. And sometimes they just don't know how. We just need to come along and give them a little push. So my heart for Home Sweet Home is huge with the women and the children, the men and the veterans. And my hope is that this will continue to grow and to dream and to see what can come full circle for all involved in all ministries. And I think that this is just the beginning. So thank you, Chris, for allowing me to
thank you, Hannah, for sharing that. Very personal.
Thank you guys for coming in. We encourage people to check out, you know, the ministry in and of itself, and to support the ribbon cutting on August 25th at 11:30. Give me the address one more time.
It's 1116 West Laurel Street.
All right.
In Independence, Kansas.
And bring your own lawn chair.
Yes.
All right.
Matt, thank you so much for having
us. Thank you guys
for
coming in. We're going to take a break here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.